An armory building covering an entire square block of Manhattan was converted into a makeshift center on Thursday for those wishing to see if the names of their loved ones had made it onto the official lists of the dead, the wounded, or the saved, or to report them as missing. Gopal Lakshman was one of thousands who stood on the sunlit sidewalks outside holding photographs and descriptions of friends and relatives, hoping for news.
I'm looking for my brother, who's Amul Lakshman. He worked at One World Trade Center. He worked for PM Contracting, and I haven't heard from him since Tuesday. You know, he's 6'2", 222 pounds, a married man with two kids. Emotions are running very high right now. The agony of waiting, expectations, you know.
We just came out from the armory over there. We checked some lists, the names on the list, and there's nothing there, you know. So they're saying that if anything comes up, they will give us a call.
Is there anything you would like to, a message you would like to give your brother, perhaps?
That we love you, and we hope to get you home soon.
Salman Khan's brother, Timur, was on the 92nd floor of the World Trade Center when it was rammed by one of the hijacked planes. His brother was one of 85 employees who are known to have been on the floor at that time.
Not one person has been heard from the entire floor. He's 29 years old. He's the nicest guy in the world. You know, he likes working. He loves to go out with his friends. Just the best big brother. It's the sweetest guy on the planet. Not fair.
Caroline Staub, who came here with her mother, hopes that her brother Craig may still be alive. The young father-to-be was working near the top of Tower 2 when it collapsed in a filthy pile of ash and steel.
He's recently married. He's expecting his first child any day now. His wife is home pregnant, going into contractions. They've had to take her to the hospital a couple of times already.
Tell me a little bit about him.
He's a great, great kid. He's very entertaining, very nice, very polite, very smart. He's everything you'd want in a son.
So you're using is, not was. You still got some home.
Oh, yeah. I want to go down there and lift the rocks myself.
I want to go there with a bullhorn and just scream out his name in case he's under the rubble. Maybe he can hear us, you know, to know that he's not alone, that we're here and that we're praying for him and that we're fighting for him.
It is easy to see the family resemblance between Lisa Perlman and her brother, Richard Allen Perlman, who smiles broadly in the black and white photograph she is clutching. Ms. Perlman is afraid he may have entered the flaming building to offer first aid.
He's very giving. All he ever wanted to do was help people. That's all he ever wanted to do. Anything, any situation, he was the first one there to help people. He was volunteering with the Red Cross. He volunteered at Forest Hills Volunteer Abrams Corps. He was a Boy Scout troop leader. He was 18 years old.
I just need to find him. If he's not alive, I just want his body. I need to find him.
Adrienne Kromowski came here today to find word of her friends Christopher and Scott on behalf of their families.
We love you both very much. We miss you very much. And we just hope that they find you soon.
You're hurting a lot.
I am. And it hurts me even more because I see everybody here in pain. And I know that everybody at home is in pain. And we're all in this together.
That is a burden and a privilege all Americans are destined to share, perhaps for years to come. This is Adam Phillips in New York.